Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Morning Woodruff. I am Earl. This is Travis.
How's it going, folks?
All right. How you doing today?
Good. You?
Good. It's a chilly Tuesday morning. It's the second day of spring, and I'm going to have to go scrape the ice off my window before I go to work.
It's still that cold, huh?
Yeah. Well, so last night and tonight is going to be a deep freeze. I mean, not a deep freeze. It's going to be 20 degrees. But then we're supposed to jump up to 60s and 70s for the next 2 weeks.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's a good time.
We had a rainstorm. Well, it was earlier this morning. It was about like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And weather is always weird.
It is. We're supposed to have some rain. It's supposed to rain all day today. So we'll see. But the good thing is that we had some days of like 60 degrees, and it brought out all these bugs, and then it froze, and it killed all the bugs. So all of our like early spring bugs are dead. So usually we get these skeeter eaters. They're these big. They look like mosquitoes, but they're not. And we usually have them for about 2 weeks. Well, we had them for 3 days, and then they froze everything. Everything's dead. So we don't have to worry about those guys bouncing around anymore.
Well, are you going to have to worry about something else coming after the cold gets there or no?
Yeah, we'll have other bugs that'll show up. We'll have now because it's so cold, like we won't have as many mosquitoes as we normally would have.
Mm.
Because it gave everything a chance to warm up and start coming out, and then it froze, and so it killed a lot of those bugs, except in about July and August, we're going to get horse flies. And
that's fun.
But the good thing about that is that as long as you're inside, you don't have to worry about horse flies.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like it's like living in Vegas. You don't have to worry about being 115 degrees if you don't go outside.
Exactly. So, but that's what's been happening here.
And did you do anything this weekend?
I did. I went to the movies.
Yeah? What'd you go see?
I saw 65.
How's that?
It was good. I mean, it kept your attention. It's exactly what, you know, the trailer shows. So if you wanted to see, you know, but it was intense in that it was nonstop. Like we joke about Jean-Claude Van Damme and
Double Team,
Dennis Rodman being but this movie was relentless in action, suspense. Just it just didn't stop. Like there was barely a lull in the movie for like maybe 2 minutes. Maybe, you know, here there was 2 minutes, but mostly it was peril. Like, when he's running away from one thing, there's another thing behind him that's trying to get him. And it was an hour and a half of watching everything. It was like Pandora. Everything wanted to eat his eyeballs for juju beads. So if you're into suspense and action, there's that. And then there was a, like, the sound effects are so loud that when something happens, you shit your pants because it's not like it's not like a monster growls. It's like a monster. Oh, shit.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Or something breaks. Bam! Oh, shit.
Now, like, he's from the past or future?
He's from the past. Now, so he's from a galaxy far, far away, a long, long time ago.
But not so, Star Wars.
So it's a guy, and he lands on what to him is an alien planet. And that planet is Earth, but it's 65 million years ago. Mm-hmm. So, and then all the aliens are dinosaurs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the premise, is that, you know, it's like one of our movies where a guy lands on out in space, and the aliens are trying to kill him, except he lands on a planet where the air is breathable and the water is safe to drink, which none of those things happen anymore in real life. So that's how you know it was sci-fi.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I saw that, and I saw Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
Yeah. Did you like that?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah. So, I don't know what they're going to do with Shazam, but it was funny. Well,
it didn't do good the box office this weekend.
It didn't. No. People have given up on DC movies because they're waiting for James Gunn to see what he's going to do.
Oh, that really sucks, because I wanted to see what they were going to do with what was his name, Mr. Worm, or
they totally skipped over the Wicked Worm.
Yeah. So like they're not going to do anything with that anymore.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I was like, that sucks. But that's pretty much DC's main thing.
It's sucking.
To give you a glimpse of what is going to be and then not follow it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like they had a Sinestro show up in Green Lantern.
And they had Stroke show up at the end of Justice League.
Yeah, and then Superman showed up.
Yeah. It's like
they're teasing, they're cock teasing you. But then they don't give you the whole shaft.
Yeah, then I got to go watch Marvel so I can blow a load. The Marvel HJ. So, did you see the end credit scene?
Yeah, with Wicked Worm.
No, from Shazam.
Yeah, with Wicked Worm.
In Fury of the Gods?
That was the one you're talking about, right?
No.
Yeah, he was seeing there's two. Did you see it for the second one or the first one?
No, I thought it was done.
No, there was two cutscenes.
Oh, son of a gun. I saw the one with Steve Agee.
Well, you seen which one?
Where the girl and the guy were trying to bring him into the Justice Society?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, the second one, you see Mark Strong in prison, and then you see Wicked Worm show up.
That was at the end of the first Shazam.
No, this was in the second one.
They showed it again?
Yeah.
No, because I saw in the end of the first Shazam, he's like, "Oh, you humans, you always want to see what you can do." And
well, this one, it cuts to, it was a whole new scene, but it's Mark Strong in prison, and he goes, "Where have you been?" And then you see Wicked Worm goes, "Oh, it just takes me a while to get around."
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if you're going to go see the movie again because now you know there's a second credit scene, but...
We're thinking about going to see it again tomorrow, possibly.
Mm, well, I mean, if you do, then there's another cut scene or end scene.
So... Well, so the characters that we're trying to recruit him for Justice Society are from Peacemaker.
Yeah.
And they were going to film him with, it was going to be Atom Smasher and Hawkman were going to invite him into the Justice Society. And then they changed their mind.
I wonder why. Because the movie probably didn't do that good.
Yeah.
Like, Black Adam's DOA.
That's too bad. I like Black Adam. And I think it would have been fun to see the Shazam fight Black Adam.
Yeah. Well, he kind of... I mean, when his costume was getting up burnt at the end, he looked like Black Adam almost.
He did.
It was fun.
Yeah, that's good. I liked it.
I watched History of the World this weekend.
Yeah, part two.
Yeah.
Any Jews in space?
I haven't watched the last episode yet. I think that might be in the last episode, but they did show Hitler on ice.
That should be worth it. All right, I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, it's good, and it's four episodes. They're only half an hour long, so.
Oh. And that's on Hulu.
Yeah. Nick Kroll is in there a ton.
Yeah.
Nick Kroll and Ike Barinholtz, they show up like the most.
They're like the Gregory Hines and Mel Brooks in the movie.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I was just thinking about it. I was just watching it the other day at my gym. Russell Crowe in Thor, Love and Thunder, reminds me so much of Dom DeLuise when he's Caesar.
All right, you're not invited to the orgy, all right?
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Guy. And like when he runs down the steps to confront Thor, he hikes up his skirt. And
yeah.
I don't know, I just think that was funny.
That's pretty funny.
Because, yeah, all I can say is, watch this.
Yes.
Yes. Do you want to get to the news?
Yeah, let's get the news.
Okay. First on the agenda today, since we're talking about him, you know, James Gunn is directing their Superman, The Legacy.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. I think it's going to do a good job.
Well, this is supposed to be the cornerstone of the James Gunn universe. And I think that he wants to, you know, get the vision that he's looking for out there. And so he wants to make sure do Superman right and then go from there. So,
well, okay, if you want to do Superman right, you don't recast like a black actor, you know, as Michael B. Jordan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think there was a time where everybody wanted to check all the boxes, but here's the thing is that when you keep doing that, you're gonna drive away your main fan base. And I'm not saying that to be racist. I'm saying that there are particular characters that have to have a certain look. Superman always needs to be a white guy All right. Now, if you want to use Black Green Lantern, no one's going to have a problem with that. If you want to use, Atom Smasher, you can make him whatever color you want. No one cares about that. But people care about your core characters. All right. And, they made Catwoman black in Robert Pattinson's Batman, and it wasn't a big deal because Frank Miller made her black in The Dark Knight. So, like, it's fine. Or in Year One, Catwoman was black. So it's not a big deal. But certain characters have to be of a certain, they can't be transgender, because just because you want to, show, look, I'm checking all the boxes. The people that are getting pissed and shouting out about this stuff, the people that want these characters gay is a very small group. And the people that want the characters to be how they look in the comic is a very large group. And if you keep losing money on these stupid projects, you're going to go broke. So, Lightyear tanked because there was a lesbian couple. And they're saying no, but I'm telling you, that's what it was. And Willow, they're not renewing the second season because they're using that ugly redheaded girl. And
yeah.
And she's got to be a lesbian in everything she does. And why? Why do I have to know the sexuality of all these people?
That's it's in contract.
In Rambo, First Blood, I don't know if Stallone's gay. I don't know if anybody's gay. You know why? Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the sexuality is. Tell the story. In Jaws, you don't know if Quint's gay. He doesn't have to be. You're just telling the story. You're telling Buzz Lightyear story. All of a sudden, well, my mom and my mom scissored, and then somehow they had a test tube baby, and that's me. And, like, why do I don't need to know this. Tell the story. But, no, somehow it's important right now. So, and I know it's going to sound political, and, hey, you know what? Trump's getting... All of that, and Trump's getting arrested this morning. I should probably get off of this this political talk. We've offended both of our listeners.
Yeah, I didn't mean to strike a nerve with you. Oh, I mean, I feel James Gunn has got so much pressure on him, because if he doesn't hit a home run with this movie,
DC is dead.
Yeah, DC is dead. I mean, as awesome as Flash is going to be, it's like there's no...
Yeah, it's going to take a while to come back. You won't see a Superman movie for 10 years if this tanks.
I think if this tanks, DC should just sell their... Warner Brothers should sell to Disney.
Well, Warner Brothers is trying to do what Disney did. Build a universe. But I think they've screwed it up already. But hey, here's the thing. If Superman's black, I can guarantee you that this is the end of the DC universe. I'm not trying to be racist. I'm trying to be honest.
Yeah, if you want to build a universe, no black Superman.
Yeah, because, I mean, come on. You got a guy that he can do whatever he wants. You think he's going to go work a job and save people? No. He's going to go play PlayStation and might play some basketball.
You think he's going to take care of his kids?
Hell no. He ain't gonna... That ain't my kid. But look, he can jump a building in a single bound. Yeah, well, let's see if this brother's bulletproof. Pow, pow, pow. Oh shit, he is. I'm gonna take him on a field trip. We're going to go to the sun.
What now? Now, honestly, what actor would you cast as Superman?
All right, are we going young or what? What are we doing?
I mean, moderately young. So, I mean, you'd be 20, 25, almost 30.
All right. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, it's a tough one. What about? No, let's see. Who's got a good look, though? You know, like, who's a Superman? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you turn your head to the World Wrestling Federation?
The Austin Theory?
But see, he's got too much of a... He's not Superman. Like, he could be anybody else but Superman.
Yeah.
Because he looks like a douche.
Yeah. Big douche.
Yeah.
I mean, you might think he's too old, but it's like, what about Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy. I think he's too old.
Think so?
Yeah. You could use that kid from Beast from X-Men.
Nicholas Holt. Oh, what about he'd never do it. I was about to say, what about Charlie Cox, but he doesn't look like Superman.
No, he doesn't look like Superman, but Nicholas Holt looks like a Clark Kent.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who would you go with, Batman? Well, they're going to do. James Gunn's going to do the Bat Family, so you have to have an older Batman. So I mean, kind of like around Ben Affleck's age, but not Ben Affleck.
Well, like, I know a perfect guy for who should be. He could either be a Dick Grayson or a Red Hood. Okay, do you remember American Beauty with, what's his name? Huh? Kevin Spacey, yeah. The guy that was trying to bang Kevin Spacey's daughter. The guy that was videotaping the bag.
Yeah.
I think he'd be good. He was also an Interstellar.
Who is he? What's his name?
Oh, shit. I can't think of his name right now, but I just know he was great in Interstellar. He was in that movie for maybe 10 minutes?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he'd be good in the Bat Family.
Okay. Because you got a bunch of young guys that would be great in the Bat Family. You know, you have, like, the Elvis kid. The kid from Dune. Who's a good kid actor now? Maybe one of the kids from Good Boys? I'm thinking the lead kid.
Yeah. Finn Wolfhard.
He'd be a great Joker. Or a Scarecrow. He could be a new Scarecrow.
Yeah.
You could show him meeting Bruce in school. And then show, again, have Howard Stern play the Scarecrow.
I was about to say, you can have Pedro Pascal play somebody because he's playing everybody nowadays.
He's doing everything. Shit. Yeah. Have you been watching The Last of Us?
I have not. Have you watched it yet?
No, I'm not interested.
Not yet?
No.
Well, like, A, I'm not watching it. And B, I'm not watching it because I don't have HBO Max. And C, I don't want to pay for HBO Max.
Like, right now I have HBO Max, but I'm thinking about getting rid of it because...
Oh, you actually have HBO Max, but you don't watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd do the exact same thing. I'd be like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I used to watch The Walking Dead. I'm good.
I'm good. Oh, you know what? You should have Peter Weller be Superman.
Hello, creep. I believe in... Wait, no. His voice is deeper now, right?
Yeah.
He's like, hello, creep. I believe in truth, justice, and the American way. And if you don't believe in it, I'm going to snap your spine, you pussy. Yeah, I'm going to pass on Peter Weller.
Well, what about the kid that plays Han Solo?
I like him. I like him. He would be... That's not a bad Superman, too. He would be a good Superman.
Or Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, Gyllenhaal's not a Superman. He would be...
Batman?
He might be a Batman or even a lesser hero.
Like a Red Hood?
I wouldn't go that far. I'd probably go, let's see. Who could he be? Like a Guy Gardner, like he's a dick, you know?
Give him the worst character ever. And you're like, he's Guy Gardner.
Yeah, he's Guy Gardner. He could be Guy Gardner or, I don't know, Our Man or... No, oh, you know...
This or Gold?
No, the living Firestorm. The living
living sun or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. You can do Daniel Radcliffe, but he's got the stink that he's gonna be Harry Potter forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt bad for that kid, but
oh, he's got it made. He'll be collecting millions the rest of his life.
Yeah, plus if he goes to a comic convention, do you know his nerd pussy he's going to get?
All of it.
All the nerd pussy.
They're going to be like, oh, thank God Shatner's dead, so I can finally get some puss.
Wait, yeah, I think, isn't Shatner still alive?
He is. He's 91, so they gotta wait. Like,
yeah. But I thought Adam West is gone. Now I have to wait for Shatner.
Daniel, Harry Potter doesn't have to wait for any puss, but his friend is gonna have to wait.
Ron Weasel Dick.
Yeah. Weasel Dick's gonna have to wait. Gah! Why don't you just die, Shatner, so I can get some puss?
So I can get some nerd puss.
Expecto my pussy.
Yeah. Expecto my puss.
Wong. There you go.
Speaking of conventions and weird nerds and puss and stuff like that. Did you watch the last episode of Mandalorian?
Yes.
I thought that was excellent.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Because just them dealing with those two people, and it's just how everyday life goes down in the galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
It's like, I can watch the entire season of just them doing shit like that.
And then they snuck onto a Star Destroyer, and normally you only see the bottom of a Star Destroyer. Yeah. This time, they're going, you get to see the top of it. They go inside, find out there's like medical stations.
Yeah. Yeah, like I could watch the entire season of just them doing shit like that.
The best part is where they tie that guy up at the end and he goes, "No, it's a trap." And the other guy is like, "Huh? I don't get it. I don't know."
What?
What's he talking about?
And then of course Kathleen Kennedy said, "Oh, we can't do that."
No, they got one.
She has to run everything, so
not for long.
Well, like they're building towards something because these episodes are getting better and better.
Yeah. Well, I think that they're gonna. Did you ever see the end of The Force Awakens? What's the three movies with Kylo Ren?
Star Wars, Force Awakens, Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, did you ever see that?
Of course I saw that.
Okay, I don't know. The one where, the third one.
Oh, yeah, Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
You might have to refresh my memory, but I did see it, but I only seen it once.
Okay, so they were cloning Snoke.
Oh.
And so this is leading to that.
Ah.
So it's going to connect the original movies to the new trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Mandalorian. Well, they're only connecting it through the Mandalorian in a couple episodes, and then they're going to go back to being Mandalorian. So
yeah. I don't know how I feel about that, but I was like, wait. They just need to get back to the Mando ASAP. Yeah.
Mando swimming in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Lake Minnetonka.
Yeah. It was good, though. Good episode. A lot of fun. And I like everybody involved. Good stuff.
So, say if...
Here we go.
Say if a girl says, I won't give you a BJ unless you give me these $500 shoes that I want. You know what you say?
What say we steal some shit?
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Hit.
I'm ready. Well, it's time once again. This is my friend. But our DJ, we can be all the new MCU's and then we'll be on our way. Get back to the top of the mighty Thor. Down now, peace over. Here it is. Here it comes. This is our DJ.
First off,
yes,
there's talk that they are going to do the special presentation and introduce Silver Surfer.
Where?
On the Disney Plus, you know, those special presentations that they do.
Yeah.
And you know, like how they did Werewolf by Night.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have a special presentation on Silver Surfer.
That's cool. I didn't even know anything about that.
Yeah. I don't know who's going to play him, but I did read that they're talking about doing a special presentation on the Silver Surfer. Like, that's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
I mean, I can get behind that.
Well, I think there's only one person that can play Silver Surfer. Doug Jones.
Oh.
Who's the thing I was going to say? Paul Bettany?
No, I thought you were going to say Michael Caine.
There's only one person that can play the Silver Surfer. That's Michael Caine. Hello. I'm the Silver Surfer. And I once saw a planet the size of a tangerine. Now, you may be wondering why I surf through the cosmos on my surfboard, just doing a wee bit of this, a wee bit of that. Well, I'll tell you, it's none of your bloody business. But one day, somebody showed up and they killed my fucking dog. So I pulled out my board and I've been riding the cosmos ever since. I am the Silver Surfer, love. End scene.
Your Michael Caine is dangerously close to Billy Idol.
Hey, let me tell you. Hey, let me tell you. I'm the Silver Surfer, and it's a nice day for white wedding. If you get my drift, I think I can do pretty much whatever I want. And I want to ride the waves of space. Now, fuck off.
That's funny. But yeah, no, Doug Jones, yeah, I think he would be good. I think they hit it out of the park. You know, you had Doug Jones play Silver Surfer in the Fantastic Four movie, and then Lawrence Fishburne did his voice. That was awesome.
It was.
That was the best part of that movie.
Yeah, and nobody cared that it was a black man doing a silver man's voice.
No.
Silver lives matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silver lives matter.
Silver Lines Playbook.
You know who would have been a good voice for Silver Surfer is Lance Reddick, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Way to ruin my other news.
We'll get there later.
Yeah,
but he would have been a good voice, right?
Yeah, he would have.
You can't get too deep. You can't do Marcellus Wallace. You know, I'm the Silver Surfer, and I got the meats. Bump, bump, bump.
Or do you Dusty Rhodes?
No, now let me tell you something. I'm just the son of a plumber, and I'm here to show you I'm the Silver Surfer.
Let me try. I've been doing Dusty Rhodes at work, and I don't know if it's as good as that, but
let's hear it.
I see, Galactus. I'm here to do your dirty work here, okay? So we're gonna go down to the Sportatorium. We're gonna watch Ric Flair, and then after we're done with Ric Flair, then you're gonna go devour here the world. No,
that's not bad. That's not bad. That's pretty good. That's
yeah.
That's pretty good.
I'll keep the impersonation to you.
I'll have to listen to some Dusty because I was listening to he was giving Ric Flair the son of the plumber speech, and I was listening to it the way he speaks, but I didn't go further on it.
Um Huh? No. Shut up. You're ruining my show. So speaking of special presentations, there's also talk that they're filming a special presentation for Mephisto with the air around Halloween.
That'd be cool, just to like get it out of the way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've been waiting for Mephisto, not even because like we care, but just because we think it's going to show up. So if we could just see him.
I mean, like I said, Sacha Baron Cohen, or Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be Mephisto in Agatha House of Harkness. So.
Well, that comes out around Halloween time, doesn't it?
Yeah. But this would make sense, too, because they did the special presentation for Werewolf by Night. So.
Yeah. And that was really good, too. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was good, because I came home from work last night and Mom was watching, and I was like, what are you doing watching this?
That's pretty funny. She was watching it.
I was so blown away by her watching it. No.
Oh.
Yeah. She was like,
where's Iron Man?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's Captain America? I watched over the weekend, I watched Winter Soldier again.
Yeah.
And Guardians of the Galaxy, the original. And they're so good. It's a lot of fun and good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much anything that Marvel did during those movies, it was a can't miss. Now stuff is like, nah. Well, I mean, they're okay. Quantumania and Code could have been better,
but really,
do you agree or not agree?
Here's the thing, though, like. There's books where Captain America turned into a werewolf, or Cap was in a house that dripped dough, or anything in Rob Liefeld's extreme, you know, playbook where he was, you know, doing all these different characters. There's been a lot of like dumb stuff in the comics. And so, you know, they're setting Kang up to be the next bad guy, right? Mm-hmm. But you have to explain what the quantum realm is. And, like, right now you've got him subdued for a minute. And he's back, and he's going to be badder than ever. And it's going to shake. It's the next Thanos. So, you know how Thanos, the Infinity War, wasn't exactly like the books. You know, they took some liberties. But everybody was fine with it because nobody really knew that much about it. Now, everybody thinks they're an expert on the Marvel Universe. And they're saying, oh, these movies suck. The movies don't suck. They're just the heroes aren't as good as Iron Man and Captain America. And you started off with your best ones. And people are saying that Thor sucked. Well, these, you know, it was the same as Ragnarok. You had a lot of fun stuff going on, and people were like, we love it, made $1 billion. Well, now we're done with that. We want something, you know, what do you want, the Dark World again? No, you give me a break. You don't want to go back there. So I don't know why all these people are bitching about it. Like, not every movie's gonna be a home run. Captain Marvel and Black Panther both made $1 billion. Because you had, like, you should see these movies before you see Endgame. And, but those movies weren't as good as Quantumania. So,
yeah.
I'll probably get more hate mail for that than I did the shit at the beginning.
Yeah. Probably.
But just remember, all hate mail can be sent to Travis Woodruff. Turn 826 or head trip. Reno, Nevada.
In the last bit of news today, because we were talking about last week how Punisher is coming back.
Yeah.
There's talk about him showing up in Armor Wars, and he might have the Punisher armor.
I've heard that rumor, and it sounds great. It would be cool to see him in the, what he did is he took War Machine's armor, and he put the Punisher skull on it, right on the front face of the helmet, and so he was the Punisher.
On the chest.
Yeah. Well, but he had the Punisher skull instead of on the chest. He had it on his face helmet.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be cool to see. But just seeing Barenthal back would be great. Looking forward to it. They're saying that Matt Murdock got a new pair of glasses for this, where the red is more vibrant. You know, his red lenses.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just hope he gets a new costume because that costume in She-Hulk was just ugh.
Yeah, his She-Hulk costume was pretty god awful. So,
I mean, I know that was supposed to be his costume from the comics, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a take on his yellow costume, but his yellow costume is not great. And so, I'm hoping that for Born Again, he goes back to the red costume.
It looked fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tip a toe around it. It looked horrible.
Yeah. Some things don't translate well. From the page.
Was I glad to see him? Yes. Was it a great startup? Yes. Was it a horrible costume? Yes.
Well, the problem is that he didn't know that it was bad.
Yeah.
Hopefully, She-Hulk will be able to tell him that, no, it's not that good. But because he's blind, he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you got anything else this week?
No, I don't.
Is that BJ?
Uh-uh.
All right. Take us out.
We get a lot of news in the MCU, and now we're on our way. We talk about the Hulk and the Mighty Thor, and now we're done in our mouth and store. And this is it, and that was that. This is the Marvel News Day.
Before I go on our last topic that I got, just a little side note. Did you hear Andy Kaufman got inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That'll be great. I bet Jerry Lawler will probably do the induction, right?
Well, I think Jerry Lawler, I don't know if he had a heart attack like 2 weeks ago or he was having problems with his heart. But I don't know if he's going to be out in time because the ceremony is next week.
Yeah, that's right. Friday, it's WrestleMania next week, right?
Yeah, it's the Friday before the.
Yeah, so it'll be the Friday before, and then WrestleMania is going to be 2 days.
Well, either you have him or Jimmy Hart inducted. It's got to be one of those two.
Yeah, that's Well, hopefully the King will be there.
Yeah, and if not, Jimmy Hart will be. He would be a good replacement.
Now, Jimmy Hart was doing all the music for all the wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
Did he sing the lyrics to Real American?
No.
I was just wondering if he was responsible for that.
No, well, I think he helped write the song, but he didn't record any music.
Yeah.
It's like, it was probably a good thing he didn't.
So, have they announced everybody for the Hall of Fame this year?
No. They've announced Rey Mysterio, Great Muta,
maybe which is weird
because he's never been in WWE.
Who, Andy Kaufman?
No, Great Muta.
Oh, no, but because Vince owns all of that.
WCW.
Yeah, he owns all that stuff. So, in a way, you know, just to be in the Wrestling Hall of Fame, like, Great Mood has wrestled. Didn't he wrestle for WWE before, or no? Am I?
Nah.
All right.
And then they're probably going to do, like, some tag team. Be cool if they did Demolition.
That would be cool. I heard that Stacy Keibler might get put in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Now, how are you going to put Stacy Keibler in before the Demolition, Axe Smash, Crush, Kona Crush, Doink? I mean...
Yeah, but, okay, look, Coco Beware was in the Hall of Fame before the Honky Tonk Man.
Well.
How does that happen?
Did Curt Hennig get put in?
Maybe.
God. Is Jake in?
Jake the Snake, no.
See, now I think Jake the Snake should be put in.
Jake the Snake, Rick Rude.
Yeah.
Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah. Texas Tornado.
I think the Von Erich family is, but not Kevin by himself.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, there's just so many great wrestlers, especially during the 80s, that deserve to be put in, you know, and...
Yeah.
But China?
Yeah, I think she went in under when DX went in.
She did. She went in under DX. That's cool.
Yeah. But so yeah. We were talking about earlier, and end with a downer on episode, as we always do.
Of course.
Yeah, Lance Reddick.
That's right. Vin Diesel's character from Pitch Black.
Yeah.
No, this is Lance Reddick was the guy in John Wick. He worked behind the counter at the hotel. He was the concierge, and he was responsible for getting John Wick, you know, his rooms and making sure that he had guns and everything was accessible to him.
How good's your dry cleaning? It's not that good.
It's the best in the land. They'll suck your dick and give you fabulous dry cleaning. Yes. I'll take two. No, he passed away. They say from natural causes at 60 years old. So a relatively young guy to pass away from natural causes, but that's what they said. So we got to go with it because the government wouldn't lie. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And not mine. He might have died from those COVID shots.
That's a lot of. It looks like that might be people are dying from COVID shots, and if you question it, they kick your ass. So,
well, like that football player when he got hit in the chest and his heart stopped.
Yeah,
I think because he had to get the COVID shot too. There was a young girl in Vegas. She was playing flag football. And she died after she got the COVID shot.
Shit.
Yeah.
I was sucking on a hooker's toes, and I got athlete's foot of the mouth for $25 a nickel. And I thought, I need to get the COVID shot. What? Okay, so I have a joke for you, all right? Is your producer around?
She's passed out.
Okay.
And you can tell her again.
Yeah. I'm going to tell the joke just because this is Morning Woodruff, and instead of leaving you with a downer of somebody passing away, we're going to give you a joke that you can tell your friends and family. This is a family joke. So this lady calls up her mother-in-law, and she says, I have to ask you a question. And the mother-in-law is like, absolutely. And she's like, when you have a kid and they crap their pants, does the mother have to clean it up or does the father have to clean it up? And she goes, oh, honey, I'm so sorry, but it's the mother. The mother always has to clean it up. And she says, that's great. Your son got drunk and shit his pants. Come over here and fix this. When I said it was a family joke, I meant it was my family, a joke for my family.
Yeah, not other people's family.
Maybe not anybody else, but anyway, so that was my joke. All right. Well,
but yeah, Lance Reddick.
Yes, 60. Big bucket of win.
Big bucket of win.
All right. Oh, excuse me. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Morning Woodruff. You can catch us here every time around this morning. And if you're listening to us, you probably found us on Spotify through the Anchor app.
Crap.
And yes, and you're probably listening to us on either
Spotify.
Spotify through the Anchor app or Apple Music, maybe.
Or Spotify.
Yes. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And if you see us on YouTube and Facebook, subscribe to us, like us, and say hi to us. And tell your friends. And if you don't have any friends, go out and make some. And until next time, enjoy your coffee and be good to each other.
See you later, guys.